Good afternoon, everyone. I am Maeve Montgomery, Dementia Advisor. I cover Cavan and Monaghan, and I have done since 2014, and last year the area was expanded on into Louth, so I now cover three counties. So what does a Dementia Advisor do? I don't know how to work that for a start. Well, as Dementia Advisors, we work with people with dementia through all stages of their condition. And we work with their family members also. I'm one of 8 Dementia Advisors across the country. I've brought my poster with me. We only have one between us all. So I've brought it. We're very honoured. It's out in the corridor. And on the top of it, there's a little map of Ireland. And you can see all the little dots where we are around the country. We're not in every county. We work with each individual in a structured way to ensure that we answer questions. And I think it's been pointed out a number of times, you meet one person with dementia, you meet one person with dementia. So it's very important that we do tailor our work and our communication with them to suit them. We also proactively raise areas that may be important for the person to consider in a way that suits that person. And Magella indicated earlier, we need to plan for the future. We need to talk to them about planning for the future, talking to us about what their wishes are, so that we can help them later on when they need us to understand what it is they actually want. Not us guessing what they want, but for them to say what they want and to make their own decisions and to be part of that process. We tailor our information to the individual, and we don't overload them, but we work to ensure that each person has the information that they need in a timely way. So I suppose my motto was keep it real and keep it practical. And I brought a little example of one of the tools that we use, and I particularly like this little book. And I like it, as I say, it's not War and Peace. What you have is a very simple little booklet that is written in simple language. It's not, you know, it's not an exhausting piece of work that you have to wander through. And I use this particularly when I'm working with the person with dementia themselves. And as I say, it does what it says on the tin. It's practical tips for someone who has memory loss. So simple things like everyday life, keeping a routine, keeping things in the same place. And as I say, I have to keep this for myself. I've started putting my keys in a particular place so that I know exactly where they are, and then there isn't a mad scramble in the morning. It's practical advice. Using technology, timers, talking to people. Don't be afraid to say, I can't remember your name. I'm the worst in the world at remembering people's names. It's not that unusual. It's probably difficult if you've always been great at names and then you're embarrassed because you can't remember them. So Dementia Advisors work... See how we go here? No, we're back. That's it. Dementia Advisors work with people and their with dementia and their families. We work with people of any age, and we work with people at any stage in their condition. So we work with people who are in the process of getting a diagnosis, people who have just been diagnosed, or people who have been living with dementia for some years. So to give you an idea, there we go. I'll get the hang of it eventually. So this is us with the Dementia Advisor role, information, advice and signposting, accessing services and support, crisis prevention and early intervention. And that's not crisis intervention, which sometimes people think we are. They don't get in touch with us until they're in a panic. Reducing social isolation and stigma. Enabling participation and engagement. Maintaining independence and well-being. And how important was that to us all when we were doing our list of things that were important to us? I would imagine that I certainly put independence down. I don't know about anyone else. And peer-to-peer supports. To give you some context of the kind of, I suppose, statistics I would deal with, I provided over 1,000 hours of direct contact with people in 2017. More than double of all those I was in contact with last year were women. Dementia is not an exclusively woman's issue, but it's important to identify appropriate groups and supports for family carers. So the majority of people who have dementia are women. The majority of people who care for people with dementia are women. But we mustn't forget, too, that there are a lot of male carers. So it's important that we get the signposting right. We proactively encourage family carers to look after themselves also. And again, Patricia's talk, as I said it to her at the lunch, I never come away from one of her talks or one of her presentations without something. And I would regularly say to family members, pat yourself on the back for a job well done. And they look at you. What do you mean by that? What am I doing? They're focusing on what they're not getting right instead of what they are getting right. And they're getting so much right. So a positive reflection on that. Give yourself a clap on the back and say, yes, I am doing a good job. 64% of last month's visit for the month of January were home visits. So that would be typical. 21 contacts were by phone, and 15% of the people I met were out of the office. So it was either in a clinical situation, in a health, either in maybe in a meeting with a multidisciplinary team, perhaps, or somewhere for coffee, because they didn't want to meet for coffee instead of going to the home. But it means that the vast majority of people that I do meet are face-to-face, and the vast majority of the work I do is with people directly on a face-to-face basis. I've lost the yoke. There we go. Ah, there we are. So when I did my Dementia Champion course in 2016, I think it was, I see some of my classmates here, I set about as my project to set up what I called information hubs. And the idea of these was to make me more visible, rather than having people being referred into me or me sitting in Carrickmacross in the workhouse where I work, and waiting for people to come to me. I decided to go out into the community and try and set up hubs roundabout in different places. So I set up one in Castle Blaney in the INTHAS Centre, and I set up one in Camcas in Ballyconnell. And the idea is that they're drop-in centres and people can just come without an appointment and meet me. Now, unfortunately, the one in Camcas I've had to suspend because I just wasn't getting the numbers. I just wasn't getting anybody. In fact, I sat there for months and it was a few months and nobody came. So I'm rethinking that one, and I'm reviewing where maybe another location for that. So the kind of information we give, and this slide I noticed was very, I was ticking a lot of the boxes that Magella was saying. So similar things, all types of kind of information we give out. We give out information on all types of dementia. The progression of the condition, tips for living well day to day, strategies for coping with changes, and that's where the like that little book comes in. Driving is a big issue for people. A lot of people think, oh, you have diagnosis of dementia, that's it, they're not allowed to drive. Yes, they are, but we have to explain who you have to inform, what kind of assessment you have, is it safe, etc. And then eventually maybe you might have to give up driving and how to deal with that and how it affects you. Legal and financial planning, very important. And a lot of people leave it too late. So, you know, and we all do, you know, and then they'll say to you, oh, it's all right, everything's sorted out, I've made the will. But that only comes into effect when you die. We live till we die, we need to make plans. And we probably all need to think about it. Assistive technology, we're hearing a lot more about that. And we have a brand new publication out about that, which you can see on our website. And you can get hard copies of it also. Local supports and services through all stages. Local projects such as the dementia-friendly community projects and financial supports and entitlements. So they're that's the kind of information people are looking for. There's the information hubs, I jumped ahead. Another service we have is our mobile information service. Now, I'm not popular in Dublin because I call that a van. And they call it the mobile information unit. And I'll say, where's the van? But anyway, it's a very interesting project we have. The Peggy Mangan Foundation funded this. And for those of you, you probably, when I start talking about her, you'll remember who Peggy Mangan was. She was the lady who went out for a walk with her dog and she never came home. And then she was found several days later and she had passed away and the dog was still with her. And you know, you never talk about it, but you get it here. And the faithful dog, but the little dog's face is actually on the side of the bus. And the Peggy Mangan Foundation funded this unit for us. And the idea of it is that it is literally a mobile unit. We can bring that anywhere across the country. So it can be booked and it can be brought across the country. And the Dementia Advisors are particularly involved with that. We brought it to the Virginia show, and that was the branch brought it down. And there we all are with the minister. And that was a very, very busy day. We brought it to Monaghan as well. We brought it to the shopping centre, the back of the shopping centre. And again, people noticed that it was advertised in the paper. They waited. Some of them said, we saw it was coming and we've come to talk to you. And we got a lot of very, you know, varied people. People who were worried about maybe their memory, maybe they were making mistakes and they were concerned. We had people who had recently been diagnosed, and we had people who were caring for people who had a diagnosis of dementia. So we had, and I did a lot of follow-up calls as a result of those 2 days. So, you know, it can be brought anywhere. The point is, it is a mobile unit. So it can be brought to health facilities if you want. It can be brought to car parks. The important thing is, I suppose, that we get permission to park it. But it opens out, and in the inside of it, it's kind of like an office. So you can bring people inside, and you can close over the door. There's like a little folding door, and they can have a private little chat with you. Or you can have your table set up outside. Here we are. Now, this isn't in this area. This was actually RD last Friday. And I brought it to the RD library as part of the library, Healthy Ireland at Your Library initiative. But you can see there that it's a good way of maybe making use of the unit. And I work a lot with libraries, and I have done since I came to Cavan Monaghan. Libraries are a great resource, really, in the community. And I've given talks, I've had information afternoons. They've given me rooms where people might want to talk to me in those face-to-face where I'm not coming to their home. They've given me a room to use in various libraries. So a library is a great, I suppose, centre for a community. So this is the second part of the talk, I suppose, where I've described what a dementia advisor does to a certain extent. Now I'm talking about how I'm integrating through and working with other services, which is, I suppose, the point of today. This is a lovely picture of me. I hate this picture, but it was the only one I had of the day. Bernie Bradley, who is the Social Inclusion Development Officer with Monaghan County Council, invited me to give an information on dementia and reminiscence afternoon. And it was part of the Social Inclusion Week in June 2016. And this was part of the centenary celebrations. And so what I did with this particular session is the first part of it, I gave a talk on dementia, just a general talk. And then I did an interactive session. And it was kind of like bringing coals to Newcastle because I brought memorabilia from home. And I often say I live in a museum because we got all the stuff from Jack's granny and granddad. So I brought bits and pieces with me and we talked about them. So I remember there was a leather collar box that had belonged to Jack's grandfather. And I held it up and I said, does anyone know what it is? And it got people talking. And then I had a little silver cigarette case. And it was interesting because modern cigarettes don't fit in them because they're tipped. And that got a little bit of a conversation going about smoking and how it wasn't considered unhealthy and all that kind of thing. And then I brought an actor with me and I cheated a little because it was my husband because he is an amateur drama. And I got him to come and he did recitations and he read poems and little stories from writers from long back. So people like Patrick Kavanagh, for example. And it really resonated with the audience. And as he was reciting some of the little poems and recitations, you could see people joining in the audience. And I used that to say, look, this is how we can work with people with dementia. If we can hone in on memories from the past, long-term memory, then we can, you know, have ideas for activities and interaction and reminiscence and so on. And it really got the juices flowing. And it was a very, very entertaining and very, I enjoyed it myself. And I think the audience really enjoyed it. So here we are in Cavan. You'll recognise some of the people in the photographs. They're all looking all shy. This was Caroline O'Brien, who is, let me just read her title, Practice Development Facilitator. She's with the Social Care Division, Cavan and Monaghan. And she created a group of from different, a whole load of different services. And we all got together and we put on an information day in Cavan General Hospital. And the idea was that it was a Dementia Awareness Day. So we set up this stand and we had a captive audience because we had it right outside the canteen and we had it between the hours of, was it 12 and 2, when the poor staff were going down to get their dinner and they couldn't avoid us. But it was actually a very, very enjoyable day. And you can see us all there and you can see us doing different activities. There's lovely displays of different projects and so on. I'm actually displaying, it's one I often use, a white plate. I hold a white plate up against a white tablecloth so that you can see that it kind of blends in. And then I hold the same plate up against a block-coloured tablecloth. And, that does make a difference. If you're having problems with your sensory perception, it makes a big difference to have a colour, a block colour, underneath the plate. And then I had a very patterned one to say, well, you know, that had too much fruit. Oh, I'm over. Too much fruit and vegetables and things on it. And they might try and pick them off. So they were the demonstrations and we had the captive audience. Music therapy group. That started in Belturbet. That's another initiative in the community. That was our launch. Oh, well, when I say our launch, I attended the launch. It's Hilary McPhillips' initiative. Other groups that I work with in the community, obviously the HSE, I'm involved with lots of different organisations, the public health nurses, the consultants, social workers. I often attend multidisciplinary team meetings if I'm involved with the family, GPs, OTs, dental services, etc., etc. Mental health services for the older person, I do a session with them. They do a family training course, and I do one of the sessions with them, and I've done several of those. And then we'll have to skip over the others because I'm out of time. We have services in Cavan and Monaghan. We have daycare, we have town support, the support group for family members. We have an Alzheimer cafe in Monaghan. We have two daycares, one in Three Mile House and one in Clock Valley in Carrickmacross. We have home care in Monaghan and we have an Alzheimer cafe. So we have a lot of different services that I can direct people into, but I don't just direct them into our own services. I direct them into other services depending on what's appropriate for the person.